Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
It's four-pack time on KFGO with Mike McFeely and Paul Juergens.
$0.89 in the ashtray, half-empty bottle of Gatorade rolling in the floorboard.
Okay, everybody, wake up now. Wake up. Wake up, sleepyhead. What was that?
This won Country Music Awards Song of the Year last night.
So what does that have to do with me?
It's written for a fallen soldier, and his dad drives his truck. This is about his dad who drives his truck still.
Okay.
I just thought I'd play it because I saw it on...
That's fine. Okay. I'm sure it's a fine song. Song of the Year, apparently, for the Country Music Awards.
Yeah.
CMA.
There's about 12 listeners left now who are still awake, or what?
Oh, it's a great song. I tell you what, you are super sensitive.
Super sensitive. Hello, Paul Juergens.
Yeah, I got all dressed up today. Look at that. Look at that.
Vikings mock turtleneck. That's very good.
And a camel hair sport coat.
I'm going to be honest. It's a strange combination. It's a purple mock turtleneck and a camel hair coat.
The gold.
Wait a second. I'm going to Instagram this baby.
The gold on my shirt kind of matches the camel's hair.
You go with that.
Don't Instagram me.
Why can't Instagram me now with this? Come on. We're going to get some listeners. Hang on.
You know, the mayor-elect of Moorhead the other night at the victory party mentioned to me that she said, oh, I interviewed her, and she said, oh, you're not wearing your pink glasses. I said, did he really send that out? Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's 5,000 friends on Facebook all saw it. It is time for the 4 o'clock 4-pack here with the Natalie dressed.
Did you buy a
sharply dressed
Twitter
man.
Stock?
I did not. I wish I would have.
$44.90 closed at today. I think it would open at 20-something.
Mm-hmm. I should have bought
You could have doubled your money.
I could have. What's two times nothing? I don't have a compound down in Minnesota Lakes Country.
I don't either.
The 4 o'clock 4-pack top 4 talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. Sometimes people aren't very smart, Juergy. Number 4 on the list today is a story out of Oregon.
Yes.
Corbett, it's called a dramatic pause.
I know.
Settle down.
Corbett, Oregon.
Corbett, Oregon. Corbett Middle School football coach Randy Burbach, who planned an end-of-the-year team party at Hooters, has been fired as the middle school football coach. He said that he wanted to plan an end-of-the-season party at Hooters to team build. The administration said, I don't think so. I don't think you're going to be having a middle school football party at Hooters, so you'll be done now.
Well, he told his team, that they should stand up for his beliefs, and he was standing up for his beliefs. You know, they have really large wings there.
Yes, they do.
Middle school, what is that? 12, 13, 14, is that?
Yeah, so let me get this straight.
Chuck E. Cheese was booked, I'll bet.
So, Oh, the Ecstasy nightclub was booked, apparently. So he got into a more middle-of-the-road place like Hooters.
Now, they're in the defense of Hooters, there's no age limit. I know people have been into Hooters. And there's kids there having chicken wings and watching football with their dad sister and grandma.
Fine. Okay, they have their clothes on. What clothes they have on, they have them on.
Did you hear what the superintendent said?
No.
Well, it's right here at the bottom of the story.
Hooters is known worldwide for a number of things. And I don't think food is one of them.
So Randy's out of work.
Now, wait a second now. Now, let me get back to what I was going to say. Number one, he's standing on the principle of, I want to be able to bring my football team to Hooters. That's one of his core values in life. Number two, he wants his teenage and less football players to stand up for him in that crusade to be able to go to Hooters. Randy's an idiot, Juergy, isn't he?
Yeah, it probably wasn't the best move. And he should have, once he was warned about it, he probably should have said, well, we'll go some other place. He didn't. He was standing up for his beliefs, and he told his team, always stand up.
Randy, what do you stand up for? Hooters! I stand up for Hooters, kids.
Now,
who's with me?
Apparently, a majority of the players had requested. That's...
Of course they did. Of course they did. I'll go to Hooters. Yeah, I'm for you, coach. Number three on our list, the Toy Hall of Fame jury.
Yes.
The National Toy Hall of Fame.
Didn't know there was such a thing.
Yeah, it's in Hasbro, Connecticut.
Oh, that's...
It is not. It's in Rochester, New York. National Toy Hall of Fame is inducting two toys into its class of 2013. Now, we don't know what they are, but there are 12 finalists.
Oh, how about Play-Doh and anything Nerf?
Bubbles?
I'm sure they're probably in there.
Bubbles?
Bubbles. They're not in there.
Bubbles isn't a toy. It's a thing. But like they're talking bubbles? Like the things you blow out of the little plastic ring?
I don't know if that's a... It's a I don't know how you consider that a toy.
Chess?
No.
The board game Clue? Colonel Mustard in the study with the candlestick. Fisher-Price Little People? Little Green Army Men? I had those as a kid. Did you have those as a kid? Little Green Army Men?
Yep.
Ah, help! The Magic 8-Ball, My Little Pony, Nerf Toys, Pac-Man.
See, I said Nerf.
Yes,
anything Nerf.
Yes.
And I had no idea.
I love...
Anything Nerf. Continue. Is that the entire list?
No, Pac-Man video game, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Scooter, and The Rubber Duck.
Anything Nerf.
Anything Nerf.
I can't believe Little Green Army Men aren't in there already.
That's a classic.
And the 8-Ball?
The Magic 8-Ball?
Greg back down the hall's got an 8-Ball.
He does?
Should I go get it?
I got a cue ball. I'm working a cue ball.
Get it and see what it says.
Will I have a job in 1 year? Start looking around.
I'll talk to you about that. Discussions with some people this week. I put them on a one-way, bought them a one-way ticket to Green Bay today. Some of those guys were in town.
I always prefer two tickets to paradise.
They're gone.
But you took a one-way ticket to non-paradise.
Yeah, put him on the plane at Hector, about 11:30.
I didn't recognize the one honcho because he had a hooded sweatshirt and faded jeans on. He's usually wearing faded jeans and a sport coat.
Yeah.
Number two.
He was wearing sandals on the airplane if anybody was on the flight.
I know. The reason he said he does that is because it's easier to kick him off.
Going through TSA. You don't have to untie your shoes, so he wears large tube socks and... sandals.
Go ahead and interrupt, Pinto. Go ahead.
So, all right, that he's done. Did you mention the winners, the ones that got in?
No.
Yeah, they mentioned them at the top of the hour.
Oh, I didn't hear.
Oh, we have?
They did?
Chess and Rubber Ducky.
Oh, and Nerf didn't make it.
I am outraged.
Little Green Army Man?
How can you not have Nerf? This is ridiculous. Nah, I don't care. Chess, Emma and I like playing chess. And
well, that's breaking news, isn't it?
Not really.
Well, they announced it.
Bob Harris came rushing in here.
I've
never seen Bob Harris with his hair on fire. He just had his hair on fire.
Checkers I could play. Chess, I just didn't get it. I just never.
Strategy, Jerry.
I know.
Thinking four or five steps ahead.
I know. I couldn't do it.
I beat my 12-year-old regularly in chess, so I love chess. She's beating me, though, too. Residents of Minto, North Dakota. They're waiting to see if their chili feed is going to get in the Guinness Book of World Records, Jerry.
It should.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
In June, I think it was, the community cooked a pot of 2,420 pounds of chili. Over 2 tons of chili.
The idea was first cooked up at the Harvey Avenue Saloon. You know that?
That's a spicy little nugget there.
Just throwing that out. That's
stuff
true.
Up in your bean.
That's
there.
Very, very true. I think they'll have it. I recall a story. They had 600 pounds of ground beef, 700 pounds of tomatoes, 250 pounds of chopped onions, about 500 pounds of beans, and 70 pounds of spices. And I think that they will be in the book.
They're having a chili feed. It starts at 7 o'clock at the Minto Community Center. Then they're going to open the official letter from the Guinness Book of World Records at 8 o'clock. So there's going to be a buildup.
I think they got it.
I hope they do.
I don't have any inside information. I don't have any sources that get us.
Well, they crushed Harrisburg, Pennsylvania's. Those losers, they crushed their record of 1,400 pounds of chili. What was the air quality like in Minto back in June? The day after the chili feed, what was it like? Pretty good? Think so?
Is that the lagoons? No, I don't think so. Oh, that's
what the heck?
Harvey's.
Oh, Number one on the list tonight, thinking of speaking of things that stink, Minnesota Vikings play tonight, Jurgi, against the Washington NFL team.
Yes.
You have the mock turtleneck that says Vikings on it that
I do.
Doesn't go with your sport coat you have on.
Count this out. No, just tell me
okay.
What. Okay, just count it out.
Okay.
I think you can do it from there.
No, I can't. I get my hands on it. $10, $11, $12, $13 I have in my hot little hands.
You know what you can get for $13? A Viking ticket tonight. Honest to goodness. Yes,
really?
Yes. Tickets are selling for as little as $13.
I have a better story than that. Somebody in this radio station, a listener of one of these radio stations in this building, won a pair of Vikings tickets to tonight's game.
Yes. Oh, that's exciting.
Just a couple of minutes ago.
Right.
One of the people at our front desk said, "Hey, Mike, you want to give away some Vikings tickets in your show?"
The game starts in 2 hours.
First of all, the game starts in like 3 hours, so why or what's happening? She goes, "Somebody has some tickets here. They never came to claim them."
Oh, we should have thought of that before now.
Well, it's too. I mean, who knows? That person looked at the clock and said,
"Give me
said,
that money back, would you? Give me that $13 back."
Hey, I didn't take.
I
did.
I was just. That was just a prop. That was just for the program.
I need some money for Hooters tonight. When we have our church group going to Hooters for our meeting tonight. Our middle school church group.
NFL Network. How many people get the NFL Network? First of all, on
17.
Cable. You have to have on the system I'm on. You have to have a little. Upgrade.
I get it right on my dish.
Yeah,
DirecTV. Yep.
I told someone in the news center. They said, "Oh, we'll have to suffer through the game." And I said, "Well, it's on NFL Network." And the guy said, "Oh, I guess I won't watch it then. I don't get it." He didn't care. Didn't care. I think this could be a victory tonight.
I doubt it. years ago, remember when Hooters in Fargo was located along I-29?
Yeah.
Now it's somewhere else.
Kind of behind the mall.
Yep. Yep. Michelle and I had my then. Like 8-year-old niece in the car with us. Now, this was years ago. She's much older now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going along I-29. She sees the sign for Hooters.
Okay.
Which is a double entendre kind of sign, really. And she says, "Hooters? What's Hooters?" And Michelle looks at me and I stumble. And then Melissa goes, "Oh, it's an owl. Okay." And we just kept on driving. And I said, "Yes. It's an owl."
It is.
That's
an
exactly
owl.
Right.
That's an owl.
Exactly right.
A little mystery up to the north. We had a Facebook post from a listener wondering about the boom around Halstead, Hillsboro today. I don't know how long ago it was, but there was a large boom. I made a phone call, and from a law enforcement source, they told me that, oh, yeah, they were getting rid of some old fireworks at the fireworks stand north of town. So that's what it was.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Went up in smoke on purpose. So that's what the boom was around Hillsboro, Halstead this afternoon.
Thank you, Jurgi. Always getting to the bottom of our listeners' questions is Paul Jurgen, award-winning news director.